Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You've said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off all over the world.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. Eddie.
Oh, yeah. The lover's in the house, Jeffrey.
Yes, sir.
And let me tell you something. Mr. Ratings himself, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield, is coming live. And Jeff is coming live from Gay Perry. How's the Paris?
It's been good, man. I'm getting used to the time change and the fact that it doesn't get dark here until 10 o'clock at night. It's insanity. But I'm having a good time so far. I've only been here a week, so we'll see after about a month how I feel. But so far, so good, Eddie. We're going to talk Major League Baseball, NASCAR, the NFL, the NBA. We'll talk a little bit about the Olympics I have coming up and the WWE. We got a jam-packed show today, brother.
I can't wait to talk a little NASCAR because one of my guys who's on Kids in Motorsports, you probably know that we need to tell the truth today. The All gospel, right. According to Jeff and Eddie, is coming live and in color here real soon.
Sounds good to me, man. I got to say, it's been a really fun off time in sports for me. All of the NBA free agency and trades that happened, all of the hockey free agency and trades that have happened, football starting to ramp up already. It seems like no time flat and football's back. We just finished the NBA season. Baseball's halfway through. A lot of fun times happening in baseball. It's been, I feel like that lull in the sports year has sort of gone away with things shifting a little back and shifting a little forward. Right. It seems like we don't have to worry about not having good sports going on any time of the year, which is fantastic.
Well, you know, as an award-winning television producer, Jeff, they've been trying to kind of really not have an off season because of the money.
Yeah.
It's all about the money. They don't care about you. They want to draw it out as long as they can. And you see, that baseball is running into NFL.
Speaking of money, Eddie, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Stick around, jabronis. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
At Progressive, we know there's a lot of things you can track. Steps, calories, heart rate, your pet steps, screen time, the whereabouts of your favorite celebrity, how long you slept, how long you didn't sleep, how long you thought about sleeping, how long you thought about how long you thought about sleeping. But none of these things could save you money, unlike Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate based on how and how much you drive. It's much better for your bottom line than tracking your Cocker Spaniel's resting heart rate. So download the Progressive app today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Celebrate July 4th with savings at Lowe's. For a limited time, save on the essentials you need to make your garden pop for summer, like Miracle-Gro 25-quart potting mix. Get two bags for just $16. And get up to 40% off, plus save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. Hurry, these deals won't last long, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Miracle-Gro excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Excluding supply. See Lowe's.com for more details. While supplies last.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
That's right. Welcome back to Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with Eddie Mansfield, the Continental Lover, the icon, the legend. And Eddie, we can't do this show without talking about our good friends over at O-Dark 30. O-Dark30.com, where tactical meets practical. It's a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Oh, without a doubt. You know something, Lenny? You just went international, where you liked it or not. That came reppin' from Paris, France, my brother.
Reppin' Lenny from Paris, France.
Okay, Hernandez will lead off, then Austin Barnes, then Shohei Ohtani against right-hander Eric Fetty. There's a chopper foul, check swing, foul ball into the Dodger dugout.
And that just about got Ohtani.
You got to put a suit of armor around him. Put some bubble wrap around him when he's in the dugout.
He's standing in the near end of the dugout. He has the helmet on, but he came close to needing a face mask. Almost got him.
Can you believe that, Eddie? The Los Angeles Dodgers almost lost their $400 million man to a...
Pretty close. He needs it the way he gambles.
Well, I tell you what, if you would have had the over-under on the bat boy catching a ball going at Ohtani's face at 110 miles an hour, you would have won, because I bet the odds were pretty long. But man, did that kid... He's a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. He is the Mount Rushmore of awesome bat boy catches of all time.
Well, he caught that line shot, Jeff, and didn't even shake his hand. I mean, hey, folks, that was a line shot you just heard. Believe me. And he picked it like he was picking an apple. I mean, man, he didn't even shake his hand. But he saved your gambling boy. Like, that would hit him right between the eyes.
It was unbelievable. Barehanded. Just
didn't even shake his hand. That's what I'm crazy about.
I know. Caught that ball.
I mean, it was a screaming shot. It wasn't something like, I just tossed you the ball. Can you catch this? Man, it was a line shot off a bat.
And what an alpha move, too. He turns around and he hands the ball to Ohtani.
Yeah, like a big dog.
Yeah.
Hey, he probably said, hey, guess what? I just saved your ass here, big boy.
I want to shout him out, Javier Herrera. Dude, you're a stud. I can't stand the Los Angeles Dodgers, but you represented them well, my man. That was an awesome catch. And Ohtani went on Instagram later and posted, my hero, which deserves
it. Well, at least he should. He should be tipping the guy. Take about half of that money you're going to gamble and lose tonight. Give half of it to the bat boy and say thank you.
Yeah, that's going to be talked about for a long time. You know, baseball's getting close to All-Star weekend. For the most part, the teams that we expected are starting to push toward being in first place in the AL and the NL and all the divisions. But the Cleveland Guardians are a team that I don't think anybody believed in before the season, believes in right now, But I'm telling you right now, that Cleveland Guardians team, it's so hard for me to remember to call them the Guardians.
Oh, well, they sound like a rubber. You know, a Trojan or a Guardian. I mean, they sound like a rubber. So what do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd never thought about it like that. But when you say it, absolutely, you're right. It's crazy.
So now every time you go to say that, you're going to laugh because, it, you know, it is a rubber team coming, you know?
Well, I have a feeling that if they get into the playoffs and they play in any rubber matches, they may come out victorious because team looks good. It wasn't expected out of the Cleveland Guardians, and I got to give them a hats off. Pitching great, hitting great. They're a team to be reckoned with in the AL Central. Eddie, you teased it in the intro that we were going to discuss NASCAR, and the big story right now is, and catch me up a little bit. You know, I'm on the other side of the pond here. I saw the story, but I didn't get into it very much. My question is, Bubba Wallace's wife went crazy?
Well, he's the one that really started everything. You know, it's kind of like the old Lynch thing. It was tied to a garage. It was no such thing.
Yeah.
You know, and this Eric Amarillo, not only do I know him personally, he was on Kids in Motorsports with us. You know, your brother Brad. And he's one of the classiest guys ever to drive a race car. And he's from Cuban descent. And Bubba Wallace is a racist. I'm just going to say that right now. And Joe Gibbs, I used to have respect for you, but you can kiss my white ass. When you didn't stick up for a guy like Eric Amarillo, who's a true class and a great driver, been nothing but pristine career until this idiot came about. And you didn't back him up when you should have.
Is there any
Bubba
news?
Wallace. Oh, he kept Bubba Wallace from getting bad press is what he did. And he put Eric on the bench. It was a team decision. No, it was your decision, Joe. And, you know, Hall of Fame my ass. Act like it.
So is there any news that's come out there? So supposedly there was a fight behind the scenes. Nobody witnessed it. And it got out.
I think
out.
Eric punched him in the nose.
Yeah, well, hopefully so.
Well, Eric's a pretty tough guy, but he's silent but deadly. You know what I mean? And so he the black boy, and that's what he acts like. And he has no class. This is not the first time he's caused trouble. He's always playing that race card. And he's the luckiest guy in the world because he can't drive. And he's making millions of dollars every year just because his color of his skin, not because he's worthy of it. He's taking another guy's spot that could actually drive better than he could and can.
There are probably better drivers out there. I mean, he's not the worst driver in the world, per se, but he isn't the greatest driver either. For some reason, he's a star, and I think you're right. It may have something to do with his constant race baiting and the times that we live in.
Oh, yeah, that's what he does.
But I don't. Does he win a ton of races? No, he doesn't. He's not a championship contender. And if Bubba Wallace was at fault in this dust up, and Eric Amarillo was just sticking up for himself and acting like a man, and you know, if you want to get in my face, I'm going to crack you in the face, and they covered it up, and it's very upsetting.
Well, that's it. You should be mad forget about it, because I am. Because I know the guy. I know Eric Amarillo does not go looking for a fight.
My thing,
he never had. Have you ever heard of him fighting his whole career?
No, not at all.
Until this jerk off goes to him and presses him. Well, you know, sometimes you better let a sleeping dog lie.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
And he didn't. And so, you know, he probably got the, you know. Well, if Bubba Wallace hadn't been race baiting for years, I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, I mean,
I would just say, hey, you know, take your, you know, whatever. But no, he's been race baiting his whole career.
I mean,
anything he does, Jeff, is always somebody else's fault because he's black.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is that he lost a lot of the NASCAR fans when he claimed that the rope that was used to right. open and close the garage that had been there for years and years and years.
The one, like the one that's on my garage door at home.
He lost it when he said that that was put there to intimidate him in some way. And really, I've had about enough of this.
Yeah, I have to.
We got to a point in this country where race wasn't a thing anymore. When I was a teenager, we made jokes and we did all kinds of we said all kinds of things, but there was no hate in our heart. And
right.
we're the generation that everybody is saying was the worst, and it really pisses me off because it's not true. And I'm trying to read this article and talk at the same time because I really want to know. I know it's not the sports side of it, but I saw a headline where they were talking about someone's wife being involved, and I'm trying to figure out what came in, how that came into it.
Well, I don't believe anybody's wife had anything to do with it. They just covered it all up where he wouldn't get any bad press, and I mean Bubba Wallace. And they threw Eric Amarillo under the bus and suspended him for doing the right thing by defending himself. You know, I always look at Michael Jordan. He's from North Carolina.
Yep.
Right? Probably one of the most racist states in the world. But you've never heard Michael Jordan say anything.
These things happen all the time in NASCAR, Eddie. Guys get into skirmishes, they get into fights, and typically it just goes away. But for some reason, Joe Gibbs Racing felt the need to suspend Eric Almirola. If it wasn't to keep Bubba Wallace happy, then I have no idea why they made that move. And I think it's unfortunate because typically, I mean, was Kyle Busch suspended for his fight that happened last month?
No,
nobody got any.
No.
They suspended the dad and some of the crew members. Which
yeah,
I
they
think
suspended
is,
somebody that didn't matter.
Yeah, that's and I feel like that's typically
that's
how
NASCAR.
They handle it.
Let's go suspend his cousin because he hit somebody else. And the cousin just standing there. So, you know, Kyle Busch gets a pass. Well, why doesn't Eric Amarillo, who's never had any trouble,
doesn't
get a pass?
I feel like the reason why, and I'm gonna come out and say, is that I think Bubba Wallace is soft, and his feelings were hurt, and Joe Gibbs Racing decided that they needed to pamper their whiny little race car driver and make him feel better. And the only way they could make him feel better is if they suspended mean old Eric Almirola. And,
yeah, please.
And sent him packing.
Hey,
so
you
Bubba
know, I look at this,
better.
Jeff. I'm in the great state of Texas, and I look at this. Bubba Wallace, you're not a bull, you're a steer.
Everybody knows the saying. Hey, listen, Eddie, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
All over the world.
That's right, we're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, and of course, by my side, my good friend, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, gotta say, you told me not to wear my O Dark 30 boots with my jean shorts and my tight t-shirt, and I took your word for it. But I gotta say, I'm walking around the streets of Paris, and it seems to be an acceptable look here.
I told you not to do that.
I know I didn't. I didn't.
Lenny told you not. Please don't do that to my boots.
Nope. I'm all Merca here. I'm wearing my boots. I'm wearing my jeans. I'm wearing O Dark 30 shirt, and I'm wearing a camouflage hat so people look at me and say, he's
and you got
from
a knife
America.
In your pocket, right?
Yes, I do, because I got to be honest. I'm taking the train to work every day. I got to make sure I'm safe on that. I'm from the South in Florida. We don't have trains. We don't ride trains to work. We drive our pickup trucks and our cars to work. So I'm staying safe. But we're getting off topic here. What I'm telling you is that if you want to get some cool looking stuff that can be now seen on the streets of Paris, go to odark30.com and see our boy Lenny and check him out.
Without a doubt, 5-star in Paris, believe it or not.
So we were discussing in the break, Eddie, the fact that the NBA free agency just pretty much opened up, and the books may be closing soon because everybody got the bag, and the NBA is signing a big television contract, and because of that, the salary caps and the luxury taxes, the salary cap's supposed to go up, the luxury tax is supposed to go up, and I think these teams are looking toward the future and giving the money to their guys. Jason Tatum, a guy who plays on a team loaded with stars and loaded with big contracts, just got paid 5 years, $314 million to stay with the Celtics. Funny, the day after, the primary owner of the Celtics said he wanted to sell his share of the team. I wonder if he can't afford Jason Tatum's contract. But man, they were handing out money. Klay Thompson signed with a sign and trade for Klay Thompson. He goes to the Dallas Mavericks, which is going to be interesting because that's a team that made the NBA Finals, and what they lacked.
Well, they needed him.
Was
they needed a guy
scoring.
Like him.
Yeah, they needed someone to score other than Luka Doncic.
Moccasin and shoes.
Kyrie Irving. The 76ers went absolutely nuts. They went out and got Paul George, one of the biggest names of free agency, but they also kept a guy in-house, a 5-year, $204. These deals are crazy, man. $204 million
deal. Well, you can't
count.
You got to have a calculator. Those guys can't count that much.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, guess what I made today? $314 million. Okay.
Listen.
For what? So, only playing one quarter of basketball? That's pretty good.
$40 million a year is absolutely crazy that they're throwing out these deals, but you get to the lower echelon of these players. So Tobias Harris, who used to play for the Magic, so I got a little bit in my heart for him. But he signed a deal. He was run out of Philadelphia. They were sick and tired of him. They're blaming him for the fact they can't get over the hump. But he became a free agent and signed a 2-year deal with Detroit for $52 million. Tobias Harris got $26 million a year. It's insane. The Oklahoma City.
Oh, you know what I'd do with that? If I'd have got $52 million, the first thing I bought was a G6 jet.
Yeah. I don't think these basketball players have G6 jet money. I think the owners do. I don't think the players do. maybe
yeah,
someday.
But I would.
Yeah. The Oklahoma City Thunder, which is a young up-and-coming team, got significantly better. They went in and snatched. This was an interesting story to me because Isaiah Hartenstein, who played for the New York Knicks, really, because of injury, came in and made a star of himself. He got signed by Oklahoma City, a three-year, $87 million deal. I feel like...
Wow.
That sounds crazy.
That's unbelievable.
But I feel like he may be the missing piece that they really
needed.
Yeah,
he could be the sleeper, you know, for the Thunder.
Yeah, and they weren't done. They re-signed Aaron Wiggins and Isaiah Joe as well, sticking in Oklahoma City. I mean, Eddie, so
OKC
much money.
Has, you know, Jeff, OKC has a great fan base.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
They have a great young team, too. They did it right.
Oh,
they built it from within. They made a couple trades for young guys when they had guys that were kind of aging out. And they've brought in it's an incredible young team. It's going to be fun to watch them for years to come. I'm excited about the Orlando Magic. They signed their guys back. They brought back Gary Harris.
Yeah, but they didn't make any. Hey, let me tell you something. The Tragic never signs anybody.
They did.
That makes headlines.
They did.
Except
they
Shaq.
Brought in. They
the
brought
only,
in.
The only headlines they made was when Shaq left the Magic.
Yeah.
And they've never been the same.
They brought in the one thing that they needed, which was a 3-and-D shooting guard. And Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, he's a NBA championship winner in Denver. I'm sure Denver was sad to lose him. Let me get back to what I was going to say about the Knicks, because it's the same thing that happened with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. So for some reason, the teams that had these players could only offer them so much of a contract. I can't remember exactly what it was for Hartenstein or Pope, but it was less than what they ended up getting in free agency, which is strange to me. You would think that the league would be geared toward these guys staying with the teams that they're on as opposed to moving on to new teams, but it seems like their interest is in moving on, because Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Isaiah Hartenstein got bigger deals to leave their teams and go to new teams. But hey, let's jump.
Well, Jeff, I've always said that about the NBA. What they do is they set the rules where this team can't sign them again, but they want them to go somewhere else, like, you know, like the Knicks or the Magic or wherever, and get some money. And it's really odd that they do that, but that's been going on for years now.
It's unfortunate. I like teams that stick together. You know, it's bizarre to see a guy like Klay Thompson is no longer going to be a Golden State Warrior. I mean, he was part of that core and an aging core, so it was time to break him up. But it's just going to be strange to see him playing in a different uniform. I'll never forgive him for throwing an IFB at me, so he's my least favorite player in the NBA at this point. Let's jump over into the NFL, though. Where's Brandon Ayuk going to end up traded?
Well, he's probably – the Steelers seem to be the hottest place to go in the NFL. And then you got the Commodores, your boys, and, you know, it's up in Washington. I mean, why in the hell you want to play in Washington? Not only is the town sucks, but their team sucks.
Well, they're under new ownership. The new ownership is making a lot of changes, and I think one of the changes is
they're basketball guys. They're not football people.
Well, we'll see. I mean, they're making some. I'm not just saying this because I'm biased. I care least about the NFL when it comes to the teams that I love, but they're making good changes there, and I think they're going to change the culture. And it may be a place that free agents want to go eventually. But if you ask me, if I'm Brandon Ayuk, I'm going to the Steelers and playing for Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin is one of my favorite coaches. I think he's underrated when it comes to everybody talking about Bill Belichick being the GOAT. Bill Belichick only had his run with TB12. When TB12 left, it all fell apart. And Mike Tomlin has been doing it in Pittsburgh before the Ben Roethlisberger era, during the Ben Roethlisberger era and continues to do it after. So if I'm Brandon Ayuk, I'm signing with the Steelers.
Well, I'm going to give you some late breaking news about Brandon.
Okay.
Hot off the press, folks. Strap yourself in. Brandon says he wants to stay with the 49ers. And we need to work on this contract to make it happen. So what does that tell you?
It tells me that the 49ers are fools if they don't keep him. I mean, he's an incredible weapon.
Oh, yeah, because he wants to be there.
Yeah. Let's jump over to Tennessee, and the Titans hope the tweak to Will Levis will reap major rewards after messing with things. His arm is ready.
Oh, let me tell you something. That guy's got a shotgun. You know, I'm going to make a prediction that the Titans will be in the playoffs this year with Will to him. They had a losing quarterback forever with a great team. And then the problem is they let Derrick Henry go to the Ravens, for God's sake. The Ravens don't need any damn help, NFL. It's like the Titans needed Derrick Henry.
They let one of the best running backs in the NFL go. And before that, they let probably the best wide receiver go. They just didn't keep anybody. I don't know if it was because they didn't think they had the opportunity to win, but it was a very strange thing for them to trade. His name's escaping me. The wide receiver to the Eagles, and to let Derrick Henry is an anomaly. He's built
you can't find one of those every draft. You know, I mean, come on.
Eddie, at the bottom of my sheet here, it says that you've chosen a team to win the Super Bowl next year.
No. The Houston Texans. No, I'm not choosing anybody. So anyway, the Houston Texans, where I am, happen to be the most bet on team, BET, bet on team, to win the Super Bowl. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can, because they're doing incredibly good things. I think that team is on
well they
the
got
verge
Diggs
of, yeah
they got Diggs Stephon Diggs for CJ Stroud to throw to. I mean, yeah. I mean they're really muscled up here.
Their defense showed up last year already. It's been built to win. I think that the Houston Texans, that's not a bad bet. I don't think it'll happen, but I don't think it's a bad bet. Hey, listen, Eddie, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
Summer. What's not to love? Well, maybe not the scorching temperatures. Every day can't be 75 degrees with a nice breeze. So I went to Kohl's and stocked up on stylish looks that'll keep me and my husband cool all season long. I found great prices on linen dresses, cute jumpsuits, comfy polos, and so much more. So bring on the summer heat. We're ready to weather it in style. And all thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sponsored by IBM. IBM and the All England Lawn Tennis Club announced a new feature for the Wimbledon digital experience that will utilize match data with generative AI from IBM's AI and data platform Watson X to keep fans updated on gentlemen and ladies singles players as they move through the championships. The new feature, named Catch Me Up, displays cards with AI-generated player insights and analysis, making it easier for fans to stay up to date on players across all matches. Pre-match content will include analysis of recent performance and likelihood to win predictions, while post-match will include key statistics and highlights. The feature will also create longer-form daily and weekly summaries of play. Catch Me Up aims to help Wimbledon scale its content to both new and existing tennis fans globally. The Championships Wimbledon will run from July 1st to July 14th, 2024. Visit Wimbledon.com or download the Wimbledon app on your mobile device. Available on the App Store and Google Play Store.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
That's right. It is the best damn show on your radio. We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie the Continental Lover Mansfield. And Eddie, I got to say it again. Yeah. It's my favorite thing to talk about on the show outside of sports, and it may be tipping sports over, but odark30.com is where tactical meets practical. It's a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower all of their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Hey Lenny, you empowered him and Gay Perry, believe me. That's a good thing. You're worldwide, man. I love it. Just like Mouthing Off all over the world, so is Old Dark 30.
Speaking of the Olympics, and only because I'm here to work them, they're a few weeks away, 3 weeks away, actually. And, man, this is the first time I've done this. Have you ever been to an Olympics?
No.
It's an incredible...
And I'm never going to go. I don't want to work there, but you know, I got to give my hats off to Jeff. He happens to be, I never brag on him much, and he never says anything. So he happens to be one of the greatest audio people in the whole wide world. That's how come he's in the Olympics, believe me.
Well, it stuns me how big this thing is. I'm taking the train around Paris, and there are venues all over the city of Paris, but they've also branched out to towns outside of Paris. There's stuff happening down in Marseille, which is on the southern coast of France. It is such a huge... We, with just the technical side of things, are in an entire convention center. It's insane.
Wow.
It's insanity.
That's cool.
But I'm very happy to be here. I'm very excited about the Olympics, and we'll be talking about them.
What you're covering?
I'm covering everything.
That figures.
Yeah, I'm gonna be overseeing all of the venues from the International Broadcast Center. So
never fails, man. They just throw it in your lap and say, "Hey, Jeff, can you make sure it happens?" And he does. He'll make sure it happens.
Well,
because
you
he's
guys
the best.
Will know. The Olympics will probably happen.
Well,
with
I won't.
Or without
You'll just
me.
Have to tell me on air because I'm not gonna watch those woke Olympics.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right, actually. I saw today that I saw the weirdest. Can we talk about this for a second? Because I saw the strangest story today. I hate to sound like an old man that's so out of touch that I don't understand these things.
But you're not.
So please, I was going to say before, if you want to complain about me talking about the Olympics while I'm here, mouthingoffshow@gmail.com. mouthingoffshow@gmail.com for all of your complaints. But so I saw today that the U.S. track and field team, the women's team, had a trans non-binary, which, by the way, I don't understand how you can be. I mean, I'm just doing math here, folks. I'm not claiming to be the smartest guy when it comes to science, but I don't know how you can be trans and non-binary at the same time, because to be trans, you had to have gone from one binary to the other binary. So
that's kind of oxymoron.
But then I was reading the story, and it's a biological female, and she's competing as a female. So I don't understand the whole thing. Can you explain it to me, Eddie?
No.
Good.
And I won't. Because you probably wouldn't like the way I explained it anyway, on the air especially.
I'm glad to hear that. But really, honestly, I mean, I'm open to understanding these things. If you're listening and you have a feel for how all this stuff
don't
works,
tell people that.
Please.
You know damn well you don't give a damn.
Let me know what is going on here, because I feel lost in this shuffle of gender, and I just don't know that I'm ever going to catch up. Eddie, WWE, we're going to get into them because they are doing great things. And
they're pushing my girl, Tiffany Stratton. I told you she's going to be really good.
Yep.
And the one I'm so proud of, it made a really, really impact on the WWE because they don't have anybody. They didn't renew Becky Lynch's contract. The man is going to go somewhere else, I think. And you don't have Charlotte Flair there because she's hurt. And Liv Morgan has come in there and really turned this thing upside down. I think their angle with Dominic Mysterio sucks. And I'm just telling you, it just sucks.
What happened with the Samoan guys? I saw that they removed
the bloodline.
They removed their non-Samoan tribe leader to replace him with a Samoan tribe leader, which, by the way, I'm all for. But Bob Heyman, is that who was the tribe leader
Paul Heyman. Yeah, he got splashed by Fatu. And Paul, he's about 320 now, and he's 58 years old, and he's not used to taking bumps like that. And he's a Hall of Famer. Paul's a good guy. But that Samoan bloodline, I don't know. We'll have to see what they do. They got a big match coming up this weekend in Toronto. And when this show airs, you'll know the finishes of them. But they're going against Mr. KO and Cody Rhodes. You know that guy, Cody Rhodes?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
And the Viper, Orton. Orton's bigger than hell, man. He's on some serious rocket fuel, boy. I mean, if he farted, he'd blow his boots off. And it's like, I mean, he's big. I mean, he looks good and he can work.
Yeah.
You know, Randy Orton is who I'm talking about, folks, and you know it as well as I know it. The Viper is what he is, and he's good in the ring. And you got Viper and Rhodes and Mr. KO out of Canada, so they'll love him.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be great against the bloodline. That's going to be a good six-man tag. It really is.
It's interesting.
And then you got Liv against Zelina Vega. I don't know about that. I hope they don't take the belt off of Liv and put it on Zelina Vega. I mean, she's just not worthy of it. I just tell you that.
Yeah, a big name in wrestling, a Hall of Famer, WWE Hall of Famer, Hulk Hogan, said he's been really impressed by the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. He said he is on a level of his own and he could raise the bar for all of the WWE. And I think we both agree with that.
Well, you know, I said that 3 weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. I said Hulk Hogan himself said. And well, I know it. I know he said that, you know, to me off the air. But then he said it in public. But I told you folks live and in color that Hulk Hogan said that Cody Rhodes is the best babyface since him. And that's saying something. Believe
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. I mean, he's a
legend. Hulk Hogan, you know, hey, let me tell you something. You say what you want about Hulk. He made it wrestling cool. And Cody Rhodes is making wrestling cool again, too.
Hulk Hogan was the face of wrestling for decades.
When you ask somebody, what wrestler do you know? The first thing they're going to say is Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Hey, before we get to Jabroni of the Week, can we discuss Aaron Rodgers for a moment? He missed mandatory workout, and the world went crazy because for some reason, I think it's because of the fact that he was anti-COVID vaccine. And he really came out hard about it and he refused to get the vaccine. And he was one of those guys that was going on Joe Rogan and Pat McAfee and talking about how he wasn't going to get vaccinated. And then he turns to talking about the fact that he likes to go out into the middle of nowhere and do ayahuasca, which there are a lot of people who say that is good for your soul. But when you're still the face of a franchise in the NFL, maybe keep that to yourself if you're going to do it at all. Kind of keep it the down low. Yes.
Yeah. Let me put all the fans at ease with Rodgers.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry he missed that scheduled time, but he had a 2 o'clock tea time at the golf course.
That's not true.
So y'all can spin that happy ass all you want, but he was hitting a golf ball.
He was in Egypt, and I don't know what the golf courses are like in Egypt, but he made
sandy.
He made sandy. A lot of it's actually you play on the sand and you get into a grass trap. He made these plans.
Then you ride camels. No golf carts, just camels in between holes.
He made these plans before they finalized the mini camp dates. The Jets were aware. They called it an unexcused absence. There have been a few people, mainly Julian Edelman, who came out and said that it was ridiculous that he missed it. He played with Tom Brady for years, and Tom Brady missed some OTs every once in a while, but he never missed any mandatory camps. Listen, Aaron Rodgers is a different kind of guy. He is uniquely Aaron Rodgers, and I honestly believe
he's a West Coast guy. They're all different.
He doesn't care what anybody thinks about anything, and the minute that the New York Jets are ready to move on from him, I don't think he's going to care that the Jets have moved on from him. I honestly believe he's happy with the career that
he's
had.
Damn, that guy sounds like Eddie Mansfield.
He's happy with the career that he's had. He's got a ring.
Me too.
He's made his money. He's living life the way he wants to live it. And I'm certain that all of this noise coming out about him is not falling upon his ears. He'll probably have to answer some questions about it, but he'll do it in a very Aaron Rodgers way, where he'll laugh it off and say it was no big deal. And if he's moved on from it already, he's going to force everyone else to move on from it as quickly as he possibly can.
Hey, I wish they would force these damn WWE into not doing all these stupid. They're always got a pack, like the Judgment Day. All these other packs. I can't remember all these other idiots they got, but they got too many packs. Girls got packs. Guys got packs. Hell, what happened to tag team and singles and just being your own guy? I don't mind having one, but not four or five on the same card.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That's just suck-ass booking, Jackson. Yeah. I mean, that is just horrible.
It makes sense when you have a family of brothers who do it, or when there's a reason. But just throwing them together, that is pretty ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous,
well, you know what's really odd is they're running this angle. I know you're dying to bust that one out. And so anyway, they're running this angle with Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan is supposed to be battling over this ugly ass Dominic Mysterio. But the problem is, Rhea Ripley just got married. Well, and it's all over social media. So what does that do to the angle? It shoots it in the foot, doesn't it?
It does. Who's it gonna be, Jeronimo?
Oh, Jeff, this is easy, and all you fans listening worldwide. Mysterios, father and son, Ray and Dirty Dawn. You know, why you want to put the father and son in the ring? That sucks. That just does not work. And the WWE's trying to do it. They need to get rid of this dirty Dominic and just put him out the pasture because he can't draw. He can't work. He doesn't mean anything. And you got two of your top talent. Well, one top talent because the other one's hurt. Rhea Ripley, old stinking ass woman. That just got married. She shot you in the foot with that angle. So why you want to continue it and waste TV time on Raw?
Hey, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
That's right. You are listening to Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, the Hall of Famer, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we've reached that time of the show, which I've got to be honest, is not my favorite time of the show, but we're getting ready to wrap.
Oh, man, I hate that. I mean, we need to start busting out about 2 hours every week. Hey, everybody's begging for it.
You don't have to bend my arm. I've been saying that the whole time. I've been saying, hey, you know.
Not the fans. I mean, all our listeners are begging us to do another hour. Hey, yeah. Darren Peck, we need another hour because the fans demand it. Mr. Ratings is telling you, Darren Peck, we need another hour. How about that?
All right. Well, you heard it from the man himself, and when the man himself speaks, you must listen. So, yeah, it's. I'm sure we do end up having to kind of rush through these things, but we do love doing this. We do appreciate all of the fans for listening, and it's such a good time for me. And I know you have a good time too, and too, Eddie. If you didn't,
oh, I just want to tell you ever heard of Jackie Hendrick? She covers the White House for Fox. She looks a lot like Liv Morgan. They'd be a hell of a tag team. You got to train her because she needs to learn how to wrestle, being that lying ass White House now. And so, but she looks like Liv Morgan. And so you got to put those together. That would be really cool. You know,
I'm talking about how much I love our fans and how much I appreciate you and the show. And you're talking about angles with White House reporters. What are you doing to me, Eddie?
Well, that's, you know, I just, you know, sometimes my mind just goes that way because I love to draw money, and it's all about drawing money. Yeah. And so, yeah, that would be a hell of a tag team, Liv Morgan and Jackie Hendrick. Ooh, man, they're fine-looking women, too.
Yeah, I think Cody Rhodes and Sean Hannity would be fantastic. Hey, listen, man, we got into MLB, NBA, the Olympics, WWE, NASCAR. We did a lot today, Eddie. It was a good show. Had a great time. But unfortunately, as we do every week, we've got to run. So tell them goodbye.
But Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover. And all our 6 million listeners, the greatest fans in the world, Mouthing Off Nation. We'll be back next week. Strap yourself in, baby.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.